We bless God for you tonight. We honor God to each and every last one of you. We honor him first and foremost. And it is a blessing to be here again with you. We thank God for you, each and every last one of you, our brothers and sisters. We are going to get into some things tonight. Praise God. And we just honor him. We've entered into a new season. Praise God. And sometimes with new things, we don't understand what's going on. And it is no different from when the disciples, I can imagine, dropping everything to follow Christ for eternity, but in different planes. First 3 years, they were with Christ, walked with him, saw him leave earth, come back. And with every stage and dimension, it wasn't that with every stage and dimension, there was a revelation of God. They saw Jesus become sickness, and then they saw Jesus become death. And there are dimensions that change. It didn't change God, because God is always all authority. Situations don't change who God is. Believe me. Praise God. He was the same God when they laid him in that tomb. He's the same God in the wilderness with the children of Israel. It just, we see him differently. Hallelujah. How we see him changes. So the different dimensions, we change how we see God. That, not that we doubt the fact that he is God. I'll show you some stuff. We're going to get into some things in the word tonight. Hallelujah. God is a God who changes not. Hallelujah. But praise God, we are being changed. And there is nothing more powerful than the seed. Praise God. You don't see the potential in the seed itself, its size in itself. But once it's planted, praise God, that it is, it flourishes. Praise God. Hallelujah. That it has multiplying power. But when you see it at one stage and you praise God, you see it at one form. And then the same seed, you can see a harvest out of from a seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is why I'm a big advocate for potential. The Bible tells us to be it so according to our faith. Be it so according to our faith. If you did not know, God is a God of increase. He's a God of hope. He tells us not to smother our hope. He tells us to think on things that are lovely. And I don't like to use the word positive, but in our definition, it is positive. Think on things lovely. Think on things that are, praise God, that are righteous. Because these things are watering our spirits. Praise God. When we think on things that are against the Bible, we're going to go that way. Praise God. And the same way God plants, the enemy plants often. Praise God. And it is really a time that the enemy is, quote unquote, stepping up his game. He is stepping up his game. And there are seasons that there's an intensity. And the intensities are of the enemy, or the intensity is just a sign of God revealing himself in new dimensions, revealing himself. His authority is never in question. Sometimes we question God's authority. But it is never in question if we believe. Praise God. This is why he fights the belief system of a human, which is his mind. Praise God. We interpret and understand with our minds and our hearts, and this is why they are fought so much. Praise God. When sin entered, sin is corruption, total corruption. And the enemy wanted to pollute, to corrupt, and he did a good job. Hallelujah. So in his mind, because he was a violator, he oftentimes wants to point out our violations to God. Praise God. That's why they call him the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. He's the accuser of the brethren. And he loves to take people with him. Just like God loves to bring people to him, the enemy wants to bring people to him. His destiny also. But there was a change of plan, especially in the enemy's playbook. Because he thought that killing Christ would stop the move. See, the enemy always saw God in spirit form. I don't think he was banking on Jesus coming in the flesh. That's, I know he wasn't, but that's another story for another day. And he still could not stop God when God came on this plan. Still couldn't stop it. Jesus was still God. He was the Word made flesh, God's Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and it's going to always be God, and it's never going to be refuted or stopped. I hear people talk about translation. God knows how to get his point across. Even if man errs, God still knows how to get his point across. Praise God. And so tonight we're going to get into the word and we're going to talk about the seed tonight. The seed. God loves to use stuff that we know about to reveal stuff we don't know about. So oftentimes in the parables, he'll say it's likened unto. So they can get a clear picture of what it's like without understanding oftentimes what it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. To increase our understanding, so to speak. We're going to get into this word tonight. It's going to make sense. Y'all turn with me to Mark 4:26. Mark 4:26. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost strong tonight. Thank you, God. He is in this place. The title of this message is, will just be called Seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go into some series. We're going to go into some series here in the next few weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. If God says the same, definitely we're going to do a deep dive into the blood of Christ. Why it's so important. Why it's so important to God. Why is it so important to us? Praise God. If God sees fit. And the scriptures that he has already given are quite eye-opening. And I bless God for God being God. He's a God of growth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Seed is the title of this message. Praise God. At this particular time in the Mark version, Jesus was teaching them about the seed and the sower. He just fresh came off explaining the seed and the sower to the disciples. They had no clue what Jesus was referring to when he had mentioned or he had talked about that parable. And then he goes on to about no man likes the light and hides it, but it is put into a place to where men can see it and men can see, period. And so he's talking about bringing back sight. He talked about in the seed of sower why some couldn't receive the seed and some could, or one ground could, and seeds could not be received or received for a short time then stolen. So he talked about the degrees, and it was more of revelation to me in one aspect of how the enemy continues to seek to stop everything that is God, hallelujah, concerning us to God. And he shows the dimension and the sneakiness of the enemy. Praise God. And we'll go into the seed and the sower some other time. But the seed was all the same in that parable. And one received, one heart or condition, heart did receive. And I can't do it justice tonight, but we will do a deep dive sometime into the seed and sowing. So important. I was trying to come from several different places tonight, but this is where the cloud and the fire settled on. And this is what we're getting to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 26. And he says, so is the kingdom of God. So is the kingdom of God. It's likened to it. So is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now he's fresh off. We refer to the seed and the sower. And he's talking about the supernatural power of the kingdom. So he said it's likened to, but it's not it. Hallelujah. So he's showing them something they understand, because this was a agricultural time. It still is a time, but this was an agricultural city that was the dominant source, if you will, of income at the time. And they could understand seed and they could understand ground. And so Jesus is building a bridge here back to a place that we were designed to always be in, walking with God. Do you know revelation and secrets are shared, and revelation is shared with intimacy, experience, under this is what supernaturally the kingdom has for you and God is willing to give you. But so sometimes we can be so distant in our mind, little do you know Jesus is using your situation to build a bridge, or using your situation. He's always building something to better, always. I used to have the woe is me mentality until I started realizing that God was saying, woe is you, woe, because you have this. I'm giving you secrets. I'm giving you my word, giving you, I'm not talking about just Brother Marcus. He's given us things that have been hidden from kings and priests, but he has saw fit to give. We are in a blessed place, regardless of what you have, you externally, you have him internally. Jesus is always looking to teach and regenerate the mind, because that where the moving and shaking, our minds can create such vision. And here comes Jesus, busting down those walls of division. We create stuff, or we allow the enemy to create stuff, and won't let God tear it down. Because the word of God is going to tear down everything the enemy tries to create. And he is going to always try to create division. God is a God of unity. He wanted a family. He created Adam. And we're here because of even the first Adam. And that's powerful. Because of the first Adam, we are here today. Because of the second Adam, we're here back with God today. So God had us on every corner, every position the enemy tried to take against. Can I tell you, God's got you. But God intends you to get him too. Hallelujah. He says, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. It's like him. It's like him. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Now, he, once again, he's using something that they do understand to something they don't understand. So he says, the kingdom is like a man who sows a seed, which we know the seed is Jesus. We know the old seed is Jesus. That even our vegetation is a reflection. Everything reflects Christ. Because he has preeminence of all things. And all things come from him. Everything's a reflection. Created by God is a reflection, which the enemy wants to hijack and pervert. He said, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Here's where it gets us. Here's where we're got the how. Now, you know a man who sows a seed, he sees about his seed. Praise God, regardless of, or not regardless, but how this seed is sown, usually that seed needs some water, needs some care, some attention, and all these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he would know how it was growing because he would see it naturally. So Jesus tells them that the kingdom is likened to a man, the kingdom now, not naturally. So. He said the kingdom is he's rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. The seed to spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. Why? Because he doesn't control the seed. Can I tell you the environment? Here's the difference that Jesus is trying to show them. That the environment doesn't control the seed. The condition doesn't control the seed. Hallelujah. The negativity of people doesn't control the seed. The enemy doesn't control the seed. So we're thinking, we're asking how. Because where we think we have dominion, we only have dominion because of the seed. Hallelujah. I can tell you, I can show you in scripture, the boat. Peter and the disciples in the boat, and they're in the boat with the seed. And the seed is not bothered by the weather condition. The seed is not bothered by the storm condition. The seed is not bothered even by the ones who are with them who are doubting the seed. We're going to talk a little bit about the seed tonight. The promised seed, which is Jesus, hallelujah, which is the one that had been prophesied thousands of years before it came. It was written about, talked about, but not seen. He was seen by prophets in the spirit, written about, but yet the understanding. Isaiah talked about how this man was bruised, whipped, ugly, but yet he's still the seed. That he would go to the cross, get nailed, get stuck, get flogged, get whipped, get judged, but yet still the seed. That with faith, the ones he came to minister to killed him, faced the most hideous death ever. Put in a tomb that wasn't even his, borrowed tomb. But yet, he's still the seed. Oh, the seed of Christ, the seed of God, his word, has no restriction. We do, but it doesn't. And the question is, what am I casting? It's the question. What am I casting? Am I casting seed of disbelief? Because your environment will tell you, your atmosphere around you, the atmosphere of your heart. The anticipation of your mind tells you what you're casting. We cast in the seed of enemy, doubt, hallelujah. And we know the how. In these instances, when we're casting these things, we know the how. Because we're living with that pain and living with that expectation. Hallelujah. But there's an expectation with the seed. And this is how I know God's mentality is not one that will ever be defeated, because he came here and he knew they were going to kill him. And he yet still sold himself with an expectation of Uncle Bay, knowing there were going to be some things that come against it. He was going to suffer, but yet he knew that the seed could not be destroyed. And the seed and the intention of God would not be stopped. That's a powerful name. We think everything has to be by our hands. We think we have to know, hallelujah. We think we have to be in the know of how this is going to happen, how this is going to get done. God said, no, this is the kingdom, that you trust my ability and not your own. I'm going to use yours, but trust mine, that I've designed you, hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. I've designed you to be a son. And don't worry about the how. Don't fixate on the how. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, should sleep and rise night, day by day, and the seed should spring up, spring and grow up, and he knoweth not, pray God. This is the super on the natural. The words of God are water to your soul, and a seed planted in a divert narrative of evil. And as your anointing becomes into around individuals and around your sphere, it becomes infectious. We're talking about seed planted. Praise God's people should never be without seed. They should stay pregnant. We talked about this before. But the enemy is tripping God's people in the house because they're rising day by day and they don't necessarily see right away, which is described in the seed in a parable on seed and sower. We really should have talked on that before we went here, but God knows what we're doing. We just yield the vessel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the earth, he says, for the earth. Now he's talking about this dimension. So he's bridging the gap from one dimension to the earth. So if you hear in the Lord's Prayer, he says, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So he's bridging the gap. And faith bridges that gap, that big gap from us being chaotic to us resting. Because you don't have to know the how. He just wants you to know the who. When he can break that down, the how, that you don't have to know the how. You just have to know the who. Oh, that's a message all by itself. You don't have to know the how. You just need to focus on the who. See, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. The earth has a fruit, and he's talking about earth has a fruit. They understand. First the blade, then the ear, and after the full corn in the ear. So he's talking about a process of growth that we'll wait on. And we can be, we know this. We speaking to them, we speaking to us. They know the process of harvest, and they know the process of fruit. He says, first the blade, then the ear, or the stalk, and then the ear. And after the full corn, in the ear. So you see things shape around before you see the essence of it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before you see the full fruit. Can I tell you this process? Just like, and Jesus is talking at a multi-dimensional. He's teaching from a multi-dimensional place. Flesh was born before a spirit. Hallelujah. And we were born of the flesh, unrepentant. And then there's the process where God blew in us and we received his seed. Hallelujah. We received this seed. So you can see nothing. Everything is intentional, spiritually. Same thing with the enemy. Same thing with bitterness. You'll see the stalk, then you'll see the blade, you'll see the ears, and then you'll see the fruit. So you see the process in man. Hallelujah. Whatever seed is sown, this is the process of system. Hallelujah. So now he's talking about heaven and he's building the bridge to earth. But he gives us by the seed of him, we understand what's from God and what's from flesh. Hallelujah. And it's all by what we sow. You're going to reap what you're going to hear. God is our mark. What you cast in your life will be reflected in it. This is why the seed of the word is so important. Because we want to focus on how am I going to get better? How am I going to change my behavior? How am I all these 12 steps or things that we try to do behavior modification? God is looking for nature, redemption. by the seed. Behavior is a byproduct of what's being planted, what has been planted, and what is being cast. Hallelujah. He said, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. The Bible says fruit bears, you bear fruit of it. Every fruit bears seed of its own kind. What that seed is, that's what it'll bear. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's so important. Thank you. Praise God. He cast seed. And it didn't say he cast it. It says he cast seed. And then it goes on to talk about you get up day by day and it grows and you don't know how. Because this seed, eternal, is all authority, all power. The enemy wants you to stop casting the seed of the word of God. This is what he wants you to stop casting in your life day to day. Hallelujah. The seed had power over my anger. When I stopped feeling the anger with unforgiveness, very other things, I just started casting the seed in my life. And then the seed took dominion over the anger. I don't know how. But things I have been holding for decades just evaporated. Hallelujah. He says, for the earth bringeth forth its fruit. I'm not going to hold you too long. Of itself. First the blade, then the ear, after the full corn in the ear. Oh, I wish we had time to do that. He says, but when the fruit is brought forth, the fruit is brought forth. Immediately, he breathed in the sickle because the harvest is come. Hallelujah. Oh, the sickle. The sickle was a tool used to cut the harvest. And there was a special way that they even used the sickles Jesus is referring to. They would stoop down as if in a posture of submission, prayer. Seriously, this is look challenging. Look it up. And soon as the fruit came, they would immediately take it. And it was brought forth. It was brought forth. Hallelujah. And can I tell you, because of the seed, and you wonder why God is putting you in position, and not necessarily of hardship, but of warfare, because he's bringing the fruit forth. And when you bring the fruit, it has multiple seeds. The seed started out soon, and you see it multiply, and now God is bringing it forth. The fruit out of your life were multiple. So where you were being used one way, God is bringing you forth. And where you think it was, and it was hard, but God supernaturally are bringing you into position, hallelujah, that his name and his word and his power will be multiplied, not just in your life, but many others. It is the power of the seed, hallelujah. God putting the super on the natural because of the seed, hallelujah. Can I tell you, saints of God, when we read that, usually, or when we have that saying, or quoting that scripture, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Do we really believe that? Because I'm here to tell you the power of the seed truly is greater than he that is within you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. One part of the seed is that it has to break for the contents of it to come out. Not always, but we cast the seed every Tuesday. I pray that the seed of the word is being cast in your life every night. Every day. Hallelujah. But when you doubt and it's always having to figure it out, hallelujah, you're not watering the seed. You're crucifying. You're stopping from sowing. Hallelujah. We read the story of Lazarus, and they had all kind of narratives around that. And I say narrative. He waited to go back till Lazarus was good and dead. He had got word while he was sick, but he waited till he was dead. Hallelujah. And sometimes we think, God is, he's late to. You must know he's perfect and he's always on time. So sometimes some things have to be good and stinking before it can be resurrected. So Jesus goes and they said if he could have came back earlier, he may have saved it. And they were murmuring and complaining. The Bible says Jesus wept. Now my own thought process was always, why did Jesus weep if he knew he was going to raise him and knew he had the power to raise him? I realized he wasn't weeping over Lazarus. He was weeping over the doubt that was there, praise God, that they had seen him do miraculous, and there was still doubt. And he raised in the throes of doubt, in the throes of many uncertainties. And a lot of them didn't want to go back because they were scared of the threats of the Jews. Because when Jesus said he sleepeth, Peter's reaction was, he do well. But really, that was fear talking because they didn't want to go back they were being persecuted. And he flat out told him, he said, no, he's dead. And can I tell you, thank you, God, we're alive by the seed. We're alive, the hope of glory. That's what makes us alive, not the seed of God. And can I tell you that the seed of the woman will crush and bruise the head of the serpent and all that serpentry that is trying to get in your mind, that is trying to trick you, trying to lie to you out of the dominion of the seed. We cast it down right now by the power of the seed, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'll use it. Sometimes we don't know how powerful the seed that is in us is. Tonight, many of you on this line, because I've gotten the text messages and I've gotten the, and it's okay. I've gotten the email. It's okay. But we're going to cast the seed. And we're not going to focus on the how. We're going to trust the who. Many are starting ministries. And many are starting businesses. Many are just starting over, period. Can I say you're not starting from a defeated place or a low place? That's the trick of the enemy. As God says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. Some of you are just starting over, starting whatever, but you're starting with the seed that sits in heavenly place and makes intercession for you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Many of you are in a place of struggle, but can I tell you, it's just, you just, seed is just breaking through. Hallelujah. Many have that almost, I can feel the anxiety in your chest right now. It's like a constrictor. And a depression is constricting you. Can I tell you that it can't constrict the seed out of you. Can't stop the seed. I see in the spirit some people got some diagnoses that have just absolutely blown you away. And you think it's end. But I can tell you by the Lamb of God today, it's just the beginning.